So what I'm standing in front of right now at 555 Gallery in Southwest Detroit is this big 8-foot tall street art mural. And it's this picture of this little boy. He's dressed completely in black. He has these big haunted eyes and he's got a can of red paint. And it looks like he wrote on the wall, "I remember when all this was trees." It's either a work of art by one of the most famous, controversial, biggest name artists today, or it's something that two guys did as a joke.
Banksy, a legendary British street
artist
whose works are
a world-renowned
mysterious British street artist, Banksy.
Banksy is a big deal. He works mostly in graffiti at night. He sometimes spray paints these massive building-sized pieces. They're clever, they're subversive, and he is also a mystery. He's completely anonymous. He usually doesn't take credit for his street art. Sometimes the closest that he comes to that is putting a picture of his work up on his website. And some of his stuff has sold for over $1 million. Now, about 4 years ago, Banksy came to Detroit. At least that's what everybody thought.
Well, my name is Carl Goins. I'm the executive director and one of the founders of 555.
555 is a nonprofit Detroit gallery that gives artists studio space. They do art education, they do community programs, that kind of thing. And according to Goins, in 2010, around the time a documentary about Banksy was showing in the area, a photographer friend of Goins went to Banksy's website. And there, Goins says he saw a new piece, a picture of a mural that looked like it was in Detroit's own Packard plant. And this was huge news. Newspapers wrote about Detroit's Banksy all over the country. Of course, the Packard plant is crumbling. So to preserve the piece, the 555 Gallery lifted the entire cinder block wall into its gallery for public display, even though critics say it wasn't theirs to take.
We came to the conclusion that this is a significant piece of art that will be recognized historically, and we should do what we can to be a part of that.
Now, 4 years later, the gallery wants to sell it. And that's when things get weird.
I painted the piece. I'm not going to call it the Banksy. I painted the piece with Carl Oxley.
This obviously is not Banksy. Matt Naimi is the founder of Recycle Here. It's a place that's half recycling center. It's half massive art studio. Now, he is not an artist exactly, but his friend Carl Oxley is. And Naimi says together he and Oxley wanted to create kind of a cheeky homage to Banksy.
I did more of the text, and then we just spray painted it. It took us about literally 22 minutes.
He says they got a big kick out of watching it take on a life of its own. So they didn't come forward even when the 555 Gallery moved it and put it on display. Naomi says it's only now that the gallery is trying to sell this thing that they're coming clean.
They told the world, basically, that they were going to put it in the public trust. At that point, fine, let it be on display. When they basically last week decided they were going to sell the Banksy, we decided to come forward.
Now, Naimi admits that they don't have proof exactly. And as for why Banksy would put up a picture on his website of somebody else's work, Naimi says that's the kind of prank Banksy would love to do. Meanwhile, the 555 Gallery's Carl Goins says they need the sale proceeds to pay local artists and offer more community classes.
It was a hard decision.
Goins says he is confident that the piece really is a Banksy, but he says it's too soon to tell if these new claims will get in the way of a sale. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.